Hello again. This is John Chardy with Words For You, and let's start with wrench, a tool for turning a nut. We generally understand a hard turning, for that is what we mean when we say, he wrenched his back. Our word is from Old English wrenkan, W-R-E-N-C-A-N, with the C pronounced as a K. Wrenkan, to twist. Ultimately, by way of Germanic, the root is Indo-European W-E-R, where, in the zero grade or vowel-swallowed variant, W-R. The same root, W-E-R, went into Latin as V-E-R, and is clearly visible in such English words as revert, to turn back, verse, writing that turns at the end of every line, and versatility, the ability to turn in many different directions. Words are, so to speak, verting things, V-E-R-T-I-N-G. There is no such word, but there should be. Wrench is the specifically American name for the tool. In British English, it is called a spanner, so called because it spans the nut it is to turn. Most wrenches have a fixed span. A monkey wrench has a fixed upper jaw, if I may call it that, and a lower one that can be adjusted by a threaded knob. No one knows why some early American mechanic called his tool a monkey wrench. Perhaps he was monkeying around. In profile, or so at least I will guess, the upper and lower jaws of the monkey wrench do, at least very roughly, look like the skull of a slope-browed monkey. In American idiom, a monkey wrench is also anything that jams an operation or a plan. To drop a monkey wrench in the works is literally to damage and stop a machine by dropping a metal piece into its moving parts. But it works figuratively as well. The bride-to-be can drop a monkey wrench into the marriage ceremony, for example, by borrowing the car to elope with the parking attendant. There is also, in the mythology of the American boob, the left-handed monkey wrench. At summer camp, on work crews, or in the Army or Navy, veteran boobs love to send gullible greenhorns on an urgent search for a left-handed monkey wrench. They tell him that if he hurries to such and such a place, Joe will have one. Joe, of course, knows the dull joke. He tells the greenhorn that Bill just borrowed it, but that if he hurries, he can find Bill at some distant point. Bill also knows the game and sends the greenhorn to some other far point in a hurry. The object is to see how long the old idiots can keep the young idiot running while they sit around and guffaw at how stupid he is and how brilliant they are. If you send your son and heir to camp this summer, he may spend a first busy day chasing a left-handed monkey wrench. Variantly, he may run around to find such another nonsuch of American boob mythology as the bed stretcher, or to fetch an urgently needed bucket of steam. Or, to lighten the pack on a long hike, he may be sent off to the director's office for dehydrated water tablets. With those, he will not have to carry a heavy canteen of water. When he is thirsty, he need only put a tablet in a cup, reconstitute it by adding water, and slake his thirst. Or you can save him the bother of hunting up the tablets by mailing him a summer's supply. They may be ordered from left-handed monkey wrench, care of your local station. A full summer supply is only $37 while they last. Cash only. Do not send checks or money orders. Allow 84 to 97 weeks for delivery, and we will include a bonus pamphlet titled Ain't Words Wonderful. It is written in pictures even a monkey can understand, even a left-handed one. This is John Chardy out on a limb of that there word tree and saying, enough of that. Goodbye until our next nonsense. And may no one drop a spanner in your works. Good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.